here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
Well, what is up, side hustlers? I hope you are having an amazing day wherever you are in the world. And huge news, our iTunes and Spotify shows are in over 120 countries now. YouTube, our viewing hours are up. So wherever it is you're watching, listening, I just want to acknowledge you. You are here because you are on a quest to be more, to do more, to achieve more, and just to advance every single day. And I'm super excited about today's episode because we're going to be talking about ideas for businesses. You can start from home. And the cool thing is, you know, when you really think about it, there are more and more people working from home. As of Q3 in America, there were over 42 million people working from home. In September alone, the number of people who chose to stay at home and work from home was over 800,000. But interestingly enough, one study illustrated that the ratio of women to men who were choosing to stay at home and work from home, it was 4-1. So my guest today is an incredible woman. She has been featured in Inc. magazine, in Wired, major television, newspapers. She once grew a multi-million dollar business part-time while she was working full-time in corporate America. She has an incredible heart of service, and this is a topic she's so passionate about. And she's the president of Agency 8. So welcome, Diana Frerich. Hey, Diana.
Hey, Susan. Thanks for having me.
All right, Diana, let's just jump right in. You know, there are a lot of people looking to make extra money right now. And in fact, Google Trends illustrates the number has shot up significantly. Even before COVID, 43% of middle-income people had some kind of side hustle, and people are looking for ideas. And, you know, you talk about this topic because you've lived it. Can you just share a little bit about what happened for you during the last recession?
Yes, I can't believe, Susan, that recession was 11 years ago. It seems like yesterday. I actually had a multi-million dollar company that went through a lot of stuff. Won't get into it all, but then the recession hit, and that was just like the you know, kick in the gut. And at that point, it was just about saving the house. Want to keep a roof over your head. If you listen to Dave Ramsey and all these financial experts, they say, make sure your house payment gets paid, your mortgage, and let the rest fall where they may, right? And that's kind of where we were at, unfortunately. A lot of people were. And so we were at a point where I was thinking, how do I make up the gap, right? It's all about the gap. So I started selling on eBay. Now, I've had an eBay account since, I went and looked the other day, 1999.
Wow.
You believe that? I have almost 1,000, they call them ratings or whatever. So I have a good reputation, almost perfect reputation on there. Sold a lot of stuff, but I actually went through the house and I looked for what I considered collectibles, odd things that had value that maybe didn't mean anything to me anymore, but they meant something to somebody in the world. And with that made a lot of money in a short amount of time to get us back to good on our house. So it saved our house. I will, hands down, it was the one thing that saved our house.
That's incredible. I mean, there are so many people sitting around with excess, you know, myself included. And when you're going through a crisis, and you and I have both lived them, you know, mine was 2000, losing a business, going through a divorce, getting diagnosed with MS. There are people listening and viewing right now, and they're so overwhelmed and they're going, oh my gosh, you know, I don't even know how I'm going to make that mortgage payment. I don't know how I'm going to make that, you know, car payment. And I love what you said. It's like, start with what you have. eBay is such an amazing, amazing platform. And I know today, and you're obviously a recurring guest, but today we're going to talk about specifically ideas for that person, whether they're a person who's going, oh my gosh, I have to make some extra money to pay my mortgage, or I'm just exhausted by my job. I'm sick of my boss. I want to start a side hustle. And I know you've always got the best ideas. So why don't you share, what's idea number one?
Well, I would tell you right now, you need to decide a couple things I mean, how hard do you want to grind? Because there's definitely things out there that you can make some money on, but it's a lot of, it's labor intensive. And there's other things that may take a little more time on the front end to get going. But once they do, there's a lot more money there with less effort, right? There's the gambit there. My first thing I want to tell everybody is there's a lot of scams, money-making scams, more so than I've ever seen before. My business has been scammed by these scammers, I can tell you that. And people are getting caught up in these scams. So what I recommend, number one, no matter what you do, is Google it, look at Yelp, go whatever it is you're looking at reviews. Just don't assume because someone is giving you this advice on YouTube or TikTok or wherever you saw it on Facebook that it's a legit way to make money. In some cases, there are scammers that are scamming other people and using you to do it. And I know that sounds weird, but it happens. It's been happening for decades, and I've been caught up in it on the back end, on the bad end of it. So number one, do that. Number two, decide what is your time worth. Some of you just don't want a lot of pressure. You want to do some light and easy stuff. There's $10 hour, $15 hour gigs out there you can do whenever you have the extra time. That's fine. Some of you, if your time's more valuable than that, don't waste your time with that kind of stuff. You want to get to, I think the creme de la creme, there's two things I think that the most money can be made right now. Number one, what I'm hearing and what I'm sensing is Shopify. What I call, you're buying things maybe at AliExpress.com, AliExpress.com, and you're finding hot items. And while I'm thinking about it, if you want to know what the hot items are, go to ecomhunt.com, ecomhunt.com to find out what's hot. Then you become a broker and you don't ship it out. This is what is key to your time, is you find that hot item. You connect it with the Shopify account with AliExpress, and you become kind of a middleman. So that's the becoming a broker is a way to make money online, where you're connecting a product with a person. You're the person in the middle making the connection. Same thing with services. People are making money, as crazy as this is. A lot of people don't know about Fiverr, Fiverr.com. That's a place where a lot of people that do services, they create, they make things for pennies on the dollar. Most people don't know about it. So you're a conduit, you're a broker. You're going to find a service there, you're going to market it over here, and you're going to make the gap of the money. And I'll give you a great example of this. Go ahead, steal it. I don't care. I'm not doing it, but people are doing it. There are people on Fiverr that are taking people's dogs, picture of their dog, and putting it on a body of a human that's dressed like as a king, and it makes a big canvas portrait out of it. You could literally sell that for $70 on marketing, get real creative on marketing. You go buy someone to do it for you. You become the middle person to create it so you can make the gap. So brokering is a great way to make money. Affiliate marketing is another way to make money. And I just want to hand it back to you, Susan, because I just dumped a couple. I'm just like, I get so excited, but I want to interact with you on this. Because I could just go on and on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and what I'm hearing, Diana, too, is that I love you said you have to decide how hard you want to grind and start to really think differently. Like, I love what you said about being a broker. You're not holding inventory. You are just kind of that middle person. And, you know, there are lots of business models out there where you act as the middle person, another company ships the products, you just, you know, are finding the customers, and it's not really costing you anything. I love it. I love it. All right, let's go to the next one.
Well, and I want to add, because I have lived the grind for 20 years of being bought purchaser, inventorier, and shipper all, and it's not fun. Mm-hmm. If I could have done this broker thing 20 years ago, life would be different for me now. I'm sure of it. So there's never been a better time to do that. Affiliate marketing is huge, where you actually become a representative to a product line, a store. Everyone is allowing you to be an affiliate. I'm talking everyone. Amazon, you can be an affiliate of their products. You could be an affiliate of Target, the department store. Just about any company. Now, if you go to their website, go down to the bottom and it says partner with us, be an affiliate for us. It is the hottest thing. It has exploded in the last year. Almost everyone's doing it. And here's the trick, though, to be an affiliate. You have to have a platform of which to, you know, be sharing this wealth of knowledge you have. The best platform that I see right now is YouTube. And YouTube has a great platform that you can do a do-it-yourself training. I'm going to paint you a picture of how you would do this. So whatever you're really good at, you're going to do a little, here's how I do what I do video, a little instructional video. And as you do it, you're showing the tools. Oh, I use this. And oh, I use this. And I use this. And by the way, if you want to buy these things, the links are down below. And so you've just become an affiliate of Amazon, and you put the Amazon links, because you're going to be given a specific link that is to you for that product. And you go, and you can go down just about anything on Amazon, and you're going to make like anywhere from 2 to 8% on anyone that buys. Now, it's big ticket items always do better. You're like, this is my Samsung phone, right? It's like, that's what you're going to want to be an affiliate for. So those are huge. And then you double dip, because now you've just brought them into your world with this little mini training. And now you're going to create a bigger training that you're going to sell and put it on one of the training platforms that are very easy to be like you'll sell it. You'll sell your training. And then you have other affiliate links that you get on ClickBank. Remember this name, clickbank.com. You can go on there and find all kinds of things to represent. So this is where you got to get out of your comfort zone a little bit, Susan, and get in front of the camera so that you can then share everybody, with everybody what you know.
I love it. And being an affiliate, there are so many creative ways you can do it. Like, even if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I really don't know how to market online, you can broker some ideas too. If you have friends who offer a service that you think some of your friends would like, you can go to that friend and say, hey, if I can bring you some customers, can I be an affiliate of your business, right? So starting to think outside of the box and starting to get creative. And another thing that you said at the beginning, that you know, some of these things you can start to make money very quickly, and some of them do take a little bit of time. You know, I'm a big believer in, how do we make money now? How are we making money in a few months? How are we making money next year, right? So doing affiliate marketing is a great way to make some immediate money and some long-term money too.
And while you're doing that and you're building your YouTube channel, you'll grow it to a point where then you can apply to be an advertiser for the, or, you know, be part of their network where they pay you, because they're going to put ads on your channel. Now, I'm going to be brutally honest. Everyone thinks you could be a YouTube millionaire. It's not easy. The money you can make, I'm going to give you some statistics. Here's some real numbers. For you to make about $1,000 a month, you need to have about 500,000 views, video views. So that puts it a bit in perspective. It maybe was a better gravy train a few years back, but now it's a little more competitive. But it's still revenue, right? It's all about multiple streams of income coming in. So, and you can do all that in one fell swoop. You got your video, you got your training course you're selling, your affiliate links, your YouTube monetization, all this stuff going on. Now that's a powerful thing. Oh, and then let's say you're selling a product on your Shopify store. Have that, do a video on that. It's like triple, dipple, dipping all over the place.
I love it. I love it. And it is, when someone is building a YouTube channel as well, you know, I have a friend who, she was one of the early reviewers of kids' stuff, right? She was a single mom, and she got her YouTube revenue up to about $135,000 a year. And you could do it with sort of selfie videos and stuff. That now what is required is a lot more high caliber. I would say that, you know, I love what you said, Diana, have the YouTube channel, do the reviews, don't, you know, that YouTube money can be money that's coming down the road, but start with these things that are, you know, right at the forefront, which is awesome. I know you have some other ideas too. What do you got?
Well, there's retail arbitrage, right? And I'll tell a little story that was so eye-opening to me. I was at Costco last year, and this woman was ahead of me with this giant rolling cart, and it was packed full of, I think, chai tea, these big barrel cans of chai tea. And I'm like, you must like chai tea, or you own a store. She goes, no, I sell it on Amazon. And I'm like, really? And you're making money doing that. Cause I'm thinking, you're buying it at Costco. She got a deal on it, a little bit of a deal. They were clearancing it out, as you know, Costco clearances can be pretty good sometimes, but still I'm thinking, the spread, is it big enough for you to make any money by the time you do this and ship it to Amazon and pay all their fees and all that? She said, here's the key. It's not it's what people are willing to pay. People are looking for deals on Amazon. They're looking for convenience. So she didn't have to sell it at a deal on Amazon. In fact, she sold it for more than it ever originally sold for, and she sold it like crazy. So that's what's interesting about Amazon. Everyone assumes it's the best price, but it's not. And it woke me up to the opportunities of lots of people are out there. If you ever go to like a TJ Maxx or a Marshall's, you got people out there with their phones scanning barcodes. They're doing it because they're taking it and then selling it, shipping it off to Amazon to sell. I'm not even kidding you. There's some money to be had in that if you're consistent, you're looking for deals. But you got to be in that parking lot at Marshall's when they open because other people are doing the same thing. And then there are people doing what I call fashion arbitrage, where they're taking used clothing and they're reselling it like Poshmark.com. If you've got a closet full of clothes you're not wearing, Poshmark.com, set up your own little store. I have a girlfriend. She does this and she makes a lot of money. She turned one of her bedrooms into a posh studio. She's got like 70,000 followers and they're buying her stuff. She just posts it up there, takes beautiful photos of it. And you know where she buys her stuff, Susan?
You'll never guess. Is it Goodwill?
Yes. But you know where she goes? She doesn't go to a Goodwill store. She goes to, here's a little tip for you guys, shopgoodwill.com. They put the best stuff there. Oh. They don't put the best stuff in their stores. If they get something good, they list it online and it goes into an auction. I've actually bought designer things on shopgoodwill.com untouched with tags. And you would be shocked at what you'd find on there. So you got all these Poshmark people on Shop Goodwill. You get into a bidding war, so you got to be good at that. And then they'll take and buy a Michael Kors pair of brand new boots unworn for, you know, $70 and then resell them for $300 on their Posh store. So this is another way to make money. Did you just learn something, Susan?
I did. I'm writing notes. I had no idea.
And you know, at Shop Goodwill, if you're looking for some odd collectible rare things, they're selling $30,000 diamond rings there, you guys. It's not just junk at shopgoodwill.com. So to check it out.
Wow. You know, Dana, I think we're in a time where people are more open-minded now than ever before to multiple streams of income. We're seeing people who are, you know, in an income demographic that we would say middle class, and middle class is being redefined because there are a lot of expenses people have, you know, if they have kids or aging parents or healthcare. I mean, the list goes on and on. And you mentioned Dave Ramsey, and Dave Ramsey is always saying, you know, have that second job, have that second stream of income because you want to make sure you have that fully stocked emergency fund at all times. I think going into the crisis, if someone had a paid off house and a fully funded emergency fund, they weren't freaking out. They were Netflixing and chilling, but the people who were not prepared, and it doesn't matter what you believe. Here's the thing I know to be true. There will always be another recession. There will always be some other kind of crisis, and maybe making extra money for you isn't about a need you have right now, but it's to get your emergency fund done. It's to put some money away for that rainy day, because the rainy days come. And it's interesting, the more money you have saved for the rainy days, the bigger the umbrella you have, right? So Diana, what else do you have?
Well, like Susan, there's other things. Now these are what I call just stuff you might do if you're watching Netflix. You know, you could do this while you're sitting there. There's just different little things, like you could sign up to do what they call market research, and the website is called Respondent.io, and I will spell that Respondent.io. You go in there, you fill out a profile, and then people will come along, and you can make some nice little side money. I'm talking about maybe $50, $100, $200 to do their little market research, the test products, whatever. That's a legitimate one. Another one you can do is they have these funky names. Validitly, I'm going to spell it. I know I'm overpronouncing it. validatelly.com. This is where people will hire you to test websites. Now you have to actually, I've done both of these things, by the way. You have to test a website. So they test you to see how competent you are to do that. And website testing, I've actually done a live website testing where I went in for American Express and I had to go through their website, and they monitor you to see if the website is structured in a way that's intuitive. So you can make some money here, because what they'll do is they'll test you first to make sure you're qualified to be a tester. They'll put a little test on the screen and they'll ask you questions and you have to respond. And so you have to go through that process. So those are like, they're not big money, but maybe you just want something like that. You can try those things.
Diana, I know you have so many ideas, and the time for this show is up. So we're going to come back and we're going to definitely do a part two of this. But if you're here on YouTube, just know I personally respond to all your comments. So I would love to hear if one of these ideas that you're rocking this, or you got an idea from the show, or if you're, you know, if you have a question, Diana and I would love to answer. If you are on iTunes or Spotify and this has been helpful for you, Diana and I would love a 5-star review. The show notes are going to be available at susansly.com, and we'll put in all of those resources. So Diana, thanks again for being here. You're awesome.
Thank you, Susan.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.